This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says when it comes to the elections, the state is prepared to deal with any slowdown in mail service. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Coloradans get ballots about 3 weeks before an election and are encouraged to mail them 8 days before Election Day. Griswold thinks that will mitigate any potential Postal Service slowdowns. But if people are worried, she also says the state is going to add more ballot drop boxes.
In general, Coloradans really use the drop boxes. So we are really leaning in and expanding drop box accessibility.
Using federal funding from the CARES Act, Griswold plans to add 100 more drop boxes across the state. She says the goal is accessible elections for all Coloradans. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The drought in Colorado has expanded. New information from federal officials shows almost 94% of the state is experiencing some kind of drought. Brian Fuchs is with the National Drought Mitigation Center. He says that at this time last year, Colorado had no drought at all.
We are seeing not only drought expand, but also intensify. There are some really dry areas that even with some of the thunderstorm activity we've seen, the lightning is becoming more of a threat for fires to start.
Fuchs says those conditions will affect the agriculture and livestock industries the most. Rainfall in the Eastern Plains has improved the drought outlook for that part of the state, but on the whole, drought has increased since last week. Red flag warnings continue today for the Western Slope and the Central Mountains, currently 93 degrees in Grand Junction, 84 in Vail. This is CPR News.